Hey, sorry I missed your call. I was just calling you back to let you know that I love you and I miss you. I really want you to call me back. And I'm sorry I missed your phone call, and that I know you're done, so when you get this, can you call me back? I love you, and I miss you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And he has wristbands, like, you know, and he has bracelets like this, but they actually look like it means something. Like, he's the kind of guy, when he wears a, you know, a Buddhist bracelet, it looks like he actually is a Buddhist and he knows what that means. I just look like a dipshit, like a 40-year-old trying to recapture his 20-year-old youth. Like I should be at the Fish concert or something. Is your love making as sloppy as my Sloppy Joe's? Come on down to Brian Green's Sloppy Joe and Sexual Surrogate Hut.
I'm picturing, like, your license, your certification displayed next to the counter where you order your Sloppy Joe.
License number, licensed sexual therapist number 3. There's only 2 others in the world, and I'm one of them. I have a 785 credit score, but I don't want to use all of it on this apartment. Do you mind if I just use 400 on this apartment?
Split it up.
What? That's not how credit score works. Okay. Well, you know better than I do.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, another episode of The Commercial Break.
Things are a little crazy right there.
Chaos was going on there just for a second. Sorry about that. Sorry we came in. We didn't come in on cue. We didn't hit the post, as they say. Welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Here we are once again. I think I told you in an episode or two ago that I have been having this reoccurring dream. I say it's reoccurring. I think like 3 separate times I've had Alanis Morissette in my dream.
I know.
It's so weird. And I think I understand. I think sometimes my dreams are vivid and sometimes they're not.
Right.
I'm sure that for most people who remember their dreams, this is how it happens. Sometimes you remember and they're really vivid, and then other times you just don't even, nothing. You go to sleep, you wake up.
Right.
Right?
Very true.
And I know some people who don't dream at all, or that's what they say.
Oh.
Like, I've never had a dream in my life. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems strange.
Yeah.
But that's probably true, right?
Just the way they sleep.
Yeah, and just maybe the mechanism of remembering a dream doesn't work for them. I think it has to do with my horrible habit of eating cereal late at night with cream. You know, they say sometimes, like, foods that are heavy will make you dream weird things.
That's true.
Have you ever heard that? Like, fatty foods have something to do with something or other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I've been, the last couple of weeks, Astrid buys that damn cereal. I'm not blaming Astrid. It's my fault. But Astrid buys that damn cereal. And then I see that big thing of cream in there, and I'm like, oh, my God.
It's delicious.
It's a match made in heaven. I'm on the Cheerios.
Yummy.
Cheerios.
Honey Nut?
No. Yeah, like the Honey Crunch thing.
Yeah.
Not Honey Nut Cheerios, because I don't like Honey Nut Cheerios, but the Honey Crunch. The Oat Crunch. That's what it is.
The Oat Crunch.
You know what it tastes like? O's. Do you remember O's?
Yes.
The cereal O's?
I didn't like O's.
Oh, fucking love that O's, man.
Yeah, I was the Honey Nut Cheerio girl.
Okay, so they got this. So I got this cereal, and you put a little cream. It's just fucking fantastic.
It's your delicacy.
I'm saying to myself, this has got to be one of the weirdest thing. I mean, I know it's not the weirdest thing that anybody eats, but it's certainly not normal to put cream in your cereal and eat it late at night. Half and half.
I know a lot of cereal eaters late at night, but yeah, the half and half maybe taking it.
Yeah, it's taking it a little too far.
Well, it's going indulgent.
So I turned to the one place I knew I could get comfort about this. Reddit. I was like, well,
yes.
I can't be the only person.
They have the answers for everything.
Yeah, well, it's not. I just wanted to
you find your tribe.
Yeah, I wanted to find my
community.
Tribe. Yeah, of strange eaters. And man, did I find
it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I bet.
Are you ready for this? I read about a guy, and man, did this cause a stink on Reddit. I read about a guy who is, he says, by his own definition, he is addicted to drinking the water from the tuna can.
Oh.
That.
Wow.
Is right up there with cream and cereal. It's gotta be. What a fucking strange thing to be, to enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, I.
No, I put that stuff down the drain.
I know. I used to, like, when I lost a bunch of weight, the reason why I lost weight is because I ate three things only every mm-hmm. single day. Even sometimes when I went out to eat, I would refuse to go out. I would refuse to eat their food. I would go back home and eat my food.
Okay.
In the morning, I would have shredded wheat, two shredded wheats, like two big shredded wheats.
God, I hate that stuff.
I know. So it was, by the way, I'm not a huge fan either. And I didn't even get like
because it's good for you.
I didn't
though.
Even get the sweetened, like the one with the
right.
frosting.
Right, you just got the straight grass-fed grass.
Grass-fed fucking grass. Tastes like you're eating a box of hay. It's just like disgusting. Then I'd put a little, oat milk.
Oat milk,
on it,
okay.
Right? Or almond milk, one mm-hmm. of the two.
Yeah, I like almond milk.
And then I'd take protein powder and I'd put it on there. Chocolate protein powder.
Oh, so okay. That's a little how you'd bit spice
of
it up.
Yeah, spice uh-huh. it up a little bit. For lunch, I would have two cans of tuna
mm-hmm.
with a dab of mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard, and then I'd take some crackers and I'd eat
I
that
love
with
a good
crackers.
Tuna fish salad.
Fantastic.
I make a really good one.
But the second that I put that tuna can away, the second that the tuna had left the tuna can,
yeah.
I had to wash it out with bleach, scrub it, and put it in the trash can. And then I take the trash immediately out because I could not stand the smell of tuna yeah. in my house.
Right.
That's the last thing anybody wants to smell is tuna fucking fish.
That's correct.
It's gross. The thought of drinking the juice out of the tuna can makes me sick to my stomach just
yeah.
talking about it.
That's an acquired taste, as they say.
This dude has never gotten laid in his life, guaranteed.
No.
Because that guy is tuna fucking breath.
Yeah,
tuna nice. Farts, tuna burps, tuna breath. His skin probably smells like tuna. Mm. You can't just drink tuna canned juice. I feel so much better about my cream and cereal.
Yeah, yours seems yeah. very mild.
Yeah, and imagine the sodium content in tuna canned
That's
juice.
That's true.
Because all it is salt water,
canned.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says he does this like 6 or 7 times a day.
Oh, wow.
That he doesn't even eat the tuna sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
He just throws the tuna away and drinks the tuna can juice.
Okay. That should be on your TLC yeah. show.
Welcome to Shares. What can I get you? I like a tuna can juice. Shaken, not stirred. Don't put a damn thing in it. The smellier, the better. It's fucking yeah. disgusting. Fucking disgusting. Man, I was listening to some good music last night, Chrissy. Good music.
Oh,
telling
yeah.
you what. I went back in the catalog. I started getting on that YouTube. You know that YouTube sucks you fucking in.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
And then I saw a music video. I popped on that video. Then it showed me another video.
And then Alanis Morissette.
They're really good at that algorithm.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette. And then, you know, Natalie Merchant.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that carnival song?
Mm-hmm.
I've walked these streets of virtual. It seemed to me hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. And it has a guitar solo in the middle.
Oh, yeah. It's
loved
good.
Loved it.
Good
and then
song.
It went to So Lonely by the Police. So lonely, so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. You know what I realized about that band? It's just Sting. That's all it is. It's just Sting. I watched them live like 5-6 years ago. They did a big, you know, get together tour.
Right.
And they went around and mm-hmm. sold out everywhere. Sting's the only one doing anything. He's singing all the songs. He's playing the fucking bass guitar. Stuart Copeland's drumming back there, but he's
right.
just a weird man. He's just like, he's got that fucking headband on like
yeah.
he's 13 years old. And I don't even know the guitarist's name. What's his name?
I don't know.
You know, no one knows. You want to know why? Because it's just Sting. That's
right.
all anybody cares about is the incredibly good looking man standing there playing bass like a badass and singing all the songs. And when you hear So Lonely live, what you realize
is he a drummer too? Sting a drummer too?
I think Sting's in everything. I think Sting's one of those guys.
He's a man of many talents.
He's a man of many everything.
Yes.
He can make love for 7 to 9 hours.
Right.
He's got beautiful women all around him, but he's like a
he's
perfect
muscular.
Gentleman. He's
he's fit.
He's fit.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
He's lean,
he's like
muscular.
The guy that everyone wants to hate, but you can't
he wears
because
a necklace
he's so cool.
And it looks good.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like
right.
A dangling necklace,
and it looks good.
It looks.
And he has wristbands, like you know, and he has bracelets. Like this, but they actually look like it means something.
Right.
Like he's the kind of guy when he wears a Buddhist bracelet, it looks
yeah.
like he actually is a Buddhist and he knows what
yes.
that means. I just look like a dipshit, like a 40-year-old trying to recapture his 20-year-old youth. Like I should be at the Fish concert or something. Like fish heads.
You need
that
the Doc
80.
Martens.
Yeah.
He could wear Doc Martens.
He does wear Doc Martens and leather pants and ripped up shirts. He does it. It looks cool. It does. He plays a bass from 1983 that's never had a string change in its life. But most people would go, yeah, that poor guy. He doesn't have a. If a Sting plays it, and people get boner. Yeah. Men get erections. Women get wet.
Yes.
It's like, you know, women want to love you. Men adore you. It's he's yeah, just one of those guys. He walks in and everyone's like, oh, it's Sting. And he doesn't do anything. He, you know, occasionally shows up and he does something and everyone's Sting. Meanwhile, the guitarist looks like he's been doing nothing but, you know, drinking Michelob Ultra since Police broke up. The best day of his life was when Sting agreed to do the Police reunion.
Right.
Because he's like, I can use the four chords I know again and make some money doing it. He runs around behind Sting, you know, playing the guitar, but he does no singing. There's no backing vocals because the backing vocals were all done Sting. By Sting.
Of course, Sting. Of course, yeah. Sting sang his own backup.
Of course he did, because he's a fucking badass and everybody else is just riding his coattails. And Stuart Copeland's a good drummer in his own right. I give it that. But the guy's wearing a headband. He's big, tall, goofy, lanky. He's playing, you know, he plays the drums, not like a regular drummer, like holding the sticks in his hands like a regular, but he holds that one stick. Yeah. Well, he holds one regular and then one, he's got that jazz hand,
right.
Like that twinkle toes hand, you know. And then he's got the headband and then he's got this big microphone, you know, microphone attachment, and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't sing anything. It's like, so when you hear So Lonely, which is one of the great Police songs of all time, when you hear that song recorded, you're like, you know, there's all these people in the background, right?
And it's Sting.
Nothing. And nothing when they go live is like, So Lonely. So, but you don't want to know why? Because Sting can't be everywhere. He's only one guy. He's human too.
We don't know that.
Fuck, man. Fuck, I want to be Sting. I don't care how old he is. How old is he? 90?
No. He's 102? Not 90. I think he's in his 60s.
He could be 90. Maybe 70s. You never know because he still looks like he's 1982.
He's you're never going to know.
You see Sting on an interview
like
and you're like,
Tom Cruise.
Oh, look at that old MTV interview. No, but it's Good Morning America live. It's because he's so good looking. That's right. He's like Tom Cruise.
Who never ages weirdly.
No, but he sold his soul to Scientology.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He's a time traveler or something.
Those people
believe in orc or something.
He could be a vampire.
Yeah, he went to the orc ship and
right.
The fuck, I don't know.
He rose to the highest level.
Then one of my favorites came on. This guy has not exactly a Sting. He's like the anti-Sting. He has not aged like Sting. And that's Christopher Cross's Sailor.
Oh, I love
well, it's
that
not that
song.
Far to paradise. At least it's not for me.
I love that song.
And if a wind is right, you can sail away.
Find serenity.
Yeah. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Hey, don't diss on Christopher Cross. I love him.
Sailing. But okay, so he sings that song. That's such a silky, smooth voice. Like, if you don't.
He won like all the Grammys that year for that.
He won
album.
Everything ever. Yeah. It was Christopher Cross all over the place. It was Christopher Cross year, is what it was. And everybody loved that guy. And he brought on the yacht rock, like the whole phenomenon. Is based around one man and one man only. His name is Christopher Cross, right? And he plays that guitar and just stands there. He's a little chubby. And it takes me away. And he's got that song. You know, what's that song he sang with the other
Born
guy?
Born to Run? Or no, I got to ride
like the wind. Ride like the wind.
To be free again.
Yeah. Dun, dun. And I've got such a long way to go.
Make it
with Norm McDonald. Michael McDonald.
I love Michael McDonald, too.
Such a long way to go. Make it to the border of Mexico. So I ride like the wind, ride like the wind. Okay, so then I get into him. And then I got to go do some research on where he is. Like, what's going on with Chris? I'm spending hours.
I just saw a CBS Sunday Morning on him like a little while back.
That's what I was watching. It was like 2020. So it was like 2 years ago when the pandemic started. Yeah. And he was like, I'm just so grateful to still be doing this, what I love, and blah, blah. So he sells out these like medium-sized civic centers, basically, right? He's got this band behind him. He sounds nothing like he did back then.
Yeah. Well.
He's like, you know, sailing takes me away. And then they have these beautiful singers behind him. Because that's what you do when you get old and your voice gets shitty. You have other people sing for you.
Hence the Motley Crue
thing
that we saw.
Yeah. Dr. Figgy!
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Wow! It's like Eddie Vedder. God bless Eddie Vedder. But it takes a lot of energy and effort to sing like you have a pack of cigarettes stuck in your throat.
Yes.
Right? And when he did all those songs, Alive and all that other stuff, and then he just toured incessantly for the entirety of the 90s and the 2000s. And he still smokes drinks to this day.
He does. It takes its toll.
So Eddie can't hit those notes like he used to. Right. So he lets the crowd do it for him.
He does.
Now the crowd doesn't give a shit because they love Pearl Jam. And I love Pearl Jam and whatever. But I realize I think I'm one of the few people in the crowd that recognizes that what Eddie's doing, right? I think everybody else just wants to believe that he's hitting those high notes.
Right.
He's just giving it to the crowd. I can do it, but here, it's for you. You paid all that money. You do it. That's what Christopher Cross is doing. It sounds like a drunk Kermit now.
Yeah, but in his heyday, he was hot.
Oh my God, he was hot. He was the hottest thing ever. Yeah. And he only had two songs, but he was the hottest thing ever. He had a whole album.
It was a whole album. Yeah.
But he made sailing sound cool. Everybody wanted to sail. Yeah. Yeah. And that twinkly toes piano in the.
Have you ever gone sailing?
No. I mean, in my mind, when I'm listening to that song.
I remember I did one time at like a camp. It was a camp situation.
Camp sailing.
My friend and I, we got out the sailboat. We were taught how to use it, how to do everything. We got out there and we flipped it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm afraid to sail. I'm afraid of sailing.
I'm going to go on one of those sailing yachts.
I think I'm going to drown.
So now what happened?
Yeah, okay. All right, so then next. This video I haven't seen in a long time. It was one of my favorites. It's at Toto's Africa, but not sung by Toto or fucking Weezer, which is an awful version of the song.
I don't think I've heard the Weezer version.
Oh my God, don't bother. All the young kids got crazy over it. They were like, oh my God, this song is wonderful. It's right. Like, that was from 1982. You know, yes. It's one of those songs that many young people don't know was recorded by someone else. Yes. That's when you know you're old. This is done by Mike Massey and Jeff Hall. They're basically cover band artists. And this video I think has amassed like 83 million views. You have to Google this, and I don't want to play it because I know I probably could get away with this one because like a cover of a song, yeah. It's like a new rendition of this, but it's really true to the original version. But
I love Out of Africa.
Mike Massey, Jeff Hall, and I'll text it to you. Mm-hmm. These two are in a pizza shop, a fucking pizza shop.
Nice.
Okay, they're not even at a bar or a club. They're at a pizza shop in the middle of the day. In somewhere, Massachusetts or some shit like that. And they're in the corner. They're like in the front door. They're basically in the front hallway of this pizza shop. Like when people are coming in.
Had the pizza shop hired them?
I'm assuming.
Were they the parlor band?
Or they just showed up and said, hey, can we play? Yeah. My wife kicked us out of the basement. You mind if we play? It's a pizza shop. What do I care?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. And so there's it's just one camera view, straight on shot. Mm-hmm. Two guys, one bass, one guitar. Little tiny amplifiers next to them, microphones, right? And they do the most kick-ass rendition of Africa I have ever heard. It's basically acoustic. But if you listen to Africa, you realize just how complicated the synchronicity, the chords are, the mm-hmm. chord progressions and all this other stuff that's going on with the vocals. Mm. It's so complicated. Insane. The harmonizations are insane in that song. And these two do it beautifully.
Okay.
It's the best rendition I've ever heard. You've got to check this out.
I'm just, you really were down the
wormhole.
This
is an entire episode of me just telling you what you should go listen to now. I don't understand. This is like the coup de grace. I don't understand when this song or how this song got so popular, but it did. And now it's like the theme song for an entire nation.
Oh.
So you think of the UK and a song that a popular new-ish, like last 15 years song that the people in London and Britain, that they just love. It's like a song they've adopted as their de facto national anthem. What do you think of?
Wow.
Like ours would be that Kid Rock song we listened to that one.
Right. Right.
Ours would be that song. Who's that, you know, that guy? Who sings that song about America?
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, Billy Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like ours, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, was it a Susan Boyle or something?
No.
Okay.
It's Noel Gallagher's.
Oh, Waterfall?
No.
No.
So Sally Can Wait.
Oh.
Don't Look Back in Anger. You haven't heard the song?
I probably have, but
sip inside the eye of your mind.
Oh, right.
Let
yes.
Yes. Let her say it away.
Really?
Just barely can't wait. She knows it's too late.
Why is that their
I
song?
I have no fucking clue. I don't understand. And for the longest time, I thought the song was so dumb. Like, I was okay. I heard a few Oasis songs.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily into them. I thought Liam Gallagher was kind of a fucknut, and he was a fucknut.
He just came out with a new album.
He did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Noel is obviously the talent behind that band, right? Mm-hmm. Liam just kind of sat there and sang his brother's songs. And they were always fighting and throwing
they
things
were
at
always
each other.
Fighting.
Yeah, they claimed they were the new Beatles. And I guess they were because they ended up being incredibly popular, at least
true.
In the UK.
Very true.
But for the first like 30 times I heard this song, I'm like, what the fuck is it? So Sally can wait. She says it's too late. But what? So the lyrics are so dumb, right? It's like so Sally. I didn't even understand what was being said.
Right.
But now every time I hear that song, I'm like, I get so into it. I'm like,
so
Sally can wait. And I don't even know what it means.
It's too late. And
when she's walking on by.
Right.
So sad to wait. So don't look back in anger.
I heard you
back
say.
In anger. I heard you say. I have seen videos where there are thousands of people on the streets in London.
Really?
Singing this song.
All,
like,
all
remember
together.
When they had the bad bomb that went off at the Ariana Grande concert? That wouldn't happen when Sting was there.
No.
Tell you that much right now.
No,
he's also a
bomb
sniffing dog.
He's a bomb deflector.
He's a bomb sniffing dog officially. He's a bomb deflector.
He has like superpowers.
Yeah, he's got that bracelet around. He knows how to use that bracelet.
That's right.
Around his wrist.
Well, between the dangling necklace and the bracelet.
Just like to flex all bad juju. There's no bad energy at a Sting concert. You go there and you walk out. You go there with and you're in overdraft protection. You walk out rich because you are in the aura of Sting.
Talking about some of the concerts, I was just with my sister this past weekend and we were laughing because she one time, this has been a few years ago, went to a Billy Joel concert and she was pregnant at the time. She and her husband went. They had these tickets way ahead of time in advance. And so her husband went with her. She was said that she the next day she was like, I've never seen so many people, grown adults, completely just get
hammered.
Somebody fell off a balcony.
Wow.
Everybody was ordering.
Where
drinks.
Were they? They were in North Carolina?
They were in Charlotte. Yeah.
Astrid and I.
She's like, it was wild.
I
people were pre-partying.
The same exact thing at Billy Joel.
Hours, yeah.
Astrid and I went to the concert.
Old piano
here.
Man.
The first time that the new Brave Stadium was open to anything was the first time that they opened those doors to the general public was for the Billy Joel concert. And I have never in my life seen so many irresponsible adults and
right,
parents.
Like middle-aged adults.
Like teenage children taking care of their mom.
Right.
Like their mom out there, like, you know, showing her tits. Like, and some daughter's like covering her up like, Mom, I have never seen it.
Yeah.
And Astrid and I were making comment. I actually have, there's a video out there, if you can find my personal YouTube page, there's a video out there that I made. I edited together a bunch of footage that I took that night of people just completely embarrassing
losing
themselves,
their
losing their fucking shit over Billy goddamn Joel.
I mean, he's good,
but he's not that good. He's not like drop
it's
your top good.
Price.
Yeah, that's Motley Crue. Like, I get that. Saggy tits in a Motley Crue concert. I get that. Billy Joel? I don't understand. What's Piano Man?
I mean, he really, he incites a party.
Marilyn Monroe. Fucking hate that song. And I used to know it backwards and forwards. We thought that was the coolest thing in fourth grade. That's not where you go to get drunk. You don't go to a Billy Joel concert, but people were just incredibly schlitz.
Yeah.
Beforehand, afterwards, during, Astrid and I actually left. What we thought was going to be like one or two, like he left and he came back for the encore and then he left again and he came back for another encore and then he left a third time and Astrid and I was like, listen, there can only be one more song really, right? And so we left and Kevin and everybody else said, they said it was a 12 more songs the guy played. He was there till like, you know, 4 a.m. playing every song he ever knew. And poor Billy, he's like,
big party.
He's got something weird with his eyes. His eyes are like, he's got this weird film over
right.
his eyes.
Yeah.
He's going blind or something.
I think so.
He one time said to Howard Stern, I'd never heard the interview, but I read the quote, that when I look at a piano, it looks like a shark to me. Mm. It looks like a shark. Like, I know that once I start touching it, it represents, I'll never stop. Like, it represents pain
memory.
And muscle. But, you know, he said it was like it hurt, you know, like it was something that physically could hurt him, like because
he and
was
the piano
he and the piano, they have a bad relationship. But that guy is constantly in the top of the top of the top money makers live shows.
Oh yeah,
he's always touring.
I mean, I want to see it now.
That Christie Brinkley must be expensive. That ex-wife must be expensive.
I mean, he's got more than her.
Unbelievable.
He's
anyway,
like five times.
Went down the YouTube rabbit hole last night.
Yes. Okay.
On the music.
Yeah.
And I just had a grand old time. Grand old time. And I know you probably, half of you don't even know what half those songs are. But at least I wasn't going down the like the Celine Dion route, which I did one night too. I said Celine Dion to Adele to Whitney Houston. I was just like, in every one of those big ballad hits, I was like,
I'm crying.
Whitney, why'd you have to die? But one of the other things that I had an opportunity to see last night on video was this incredible... I don't even know how to explain this, but I'm going to try. And it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, it's so fucking meta, I can't even stand it. I wanted to let you know that Chrissy and I are going to be doing the TCB Summer Games. When? This summer. And if you'd like to be a part of the games that we're intending to play, give us a shout. 661-237-8296. That's 661 best the number 2 YOYO. We're looking for singles. We're looking for people willing to play TCB trivia and all kind of game shows. Give us a shout on the phone line or go to tcbpodcast.com and drop us an email at the contact us form. You can also listen to all the audio and watch all the video right from tcbpodcast.com. Catch us on the socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and if you would, go to our YouTube channel /The Commercial Break if you'd like to see any of the clips that we run each and every day, and now presenting full episodes 2 days after the release on the podcast. That's right, now full episodes available 2 days after the audio version. Sometimes people write in and they ask us, hey, how can we help the commercial break? Two things. Use our sponsors' specialized URLs or codes when you're in the market for their products or services. They give you discounts and free shit, and in return, you tell our sponsors we're doing our job. Number two, and maybe more importantly, leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast player. It doesn't even need to be Apple. CastBox, Podbean, Spotify, Overcast, Google, all of them have some kind of rating and review system, and it really does help us expand the audience. And now, we're going to take a short break to listen to our sponsors. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I stumbled upon a video that your husband sent me. That up until recently, I didn't even know existed. Chrissy Hoadley. I always thought that I was coming in here kind of flying blind, that Chrissy's experience in entertainment, television, and radio was as was just like mine. Like I'd been, you know, she'd been on radio with me a couple of times. Maybe right. I was a little bit more. And then I had this streaming radio station that no one ever listened to anyway, so it didn't really matter. But she was up there a few times with me. I thought that was, you know, and I knew she was Miss Tennessee Volunteer or something like that. But I didn't, had no idea that you were doing actual commercials, like yes. long form infomercials.
Yes, I did.
When you lived in Tennessee.
I did. Yes, I was in Nashville. I was working for Comcast, which is now Xfinity, but working there. And, you know, we had to kind of, it was, you know, it was local cable.
Yeah.
So you had to kind of do your own stuff, maybe voice your own commercials if you sold somebody down the street.
I mean, it's fucking Knoxville. I mean,
that was Nashville.
It was Nashville.
It was this one. But I was doing commercials in Knoxville for used car commercials. I remember specifically having to say, come down to this. We'll slash your prices to the bone.
Slash your prices to the bone. We have to get a hold of that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
do it.
Yeah, there's lots of bad commercials out there. I have a whole stash of them that we can that yes. we can listen to. You know, I one time when I you know the 5 seconds that I was on the radio at Clear Channel.
Right.
One time that someone got a Comcast order and they needed like 6 endorsers. You know, like
yeah.
endorsements from the host, from the DJ.
Sure.
Host, and they just happened to sell one on the station that we were on. And since there was no other live person on that radio station except for me at 2 a.m, they
it.
Gave me the host, and I got paid I think like $4,000
yeah.
to do a one video and a 60-second audio commercial.
Right,
it was incredible.
You were the talent.
How much money those motherfuckers were getting for these endorsements. No wonder. That's you don't make your money in the salary. You make it in the endorsements.
Right.
You get a free car. Someone mm-hmm. gives you a discount on a mortgage. Whatever. You know,
yeah,
that's
you
how
get
you
everything.
Do it. Yeah, for sure. But no discounts here for Chrissy's apartment shopping. Got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check
this
one out.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So just to let you know, we do clips every single day of the week. I'll certainly make this one a clip, but we're also going to start airing the full episode. Say airing. We're airing. Like we're on a TV station. Airing. We're going to start uploading the full episode videos for you to enjoy by request. A couple days after the episode airs. So if you're listening to this and then you want to go watch this, you'll be able to do so. Just go to the full episode.
No.
Just go to the full episode playlist. Oh, Chrissy, yes.
Oh, no.
I've listened to this, and I cannot believe this is your voice. It doesn't sound like you at all.
Yeah, well, I think I was reading, and I can do a whole other voice inflections.
Yeah.
For reading.
I can too, mm-hmm. but it has to be so exaggerated.
Yeah.
I can't like change my regular voice to like another voice. Like, hi, I'm Chrissy Hoadley.
I learned how to do that in Knoxville.
Yeah, I always had to do some dumb accent or like, wow, it's wow,
I'm a sexual surrogate.
I'm a sexual surrogate. Ah, come down to Brian's sexual surrogates and Sloppy Joe shop. Get a Sloppy Joe. Get fucked. Get a Sloppy Joe. Learn how to give a hand job right here at Brian's sexual surrogate and Sloppy Joe house.
You're certified.
Do you love Sloppy Joes but also give sloppy head? Come on down to Brian Green's sexual surrogacy and Sloppy Joe hut.
That's a good combo.
I'll show you how to clean up those blowjobs and give you a Sloppy Joe.
It's like the pizza in Mexican
That's right.
places.
I'm the best. You'll get the best sex advice you ever had, and the best Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
Having trouble getting a hard on? Come on down to Brian's sexual surrogacy and Sloppy Joe hut. 50% off when you use code Sloppy Surrogate.
Sloppy Surrogate.
Is your love making as sloppy as my Sloppy Joe's? Come on down to Brian Green's Sloppy Joe and Sexual Surrogate Hut.
I'm picturing like your license, your certification yes. displayed next to the counter where you ordered yeah. your Sloppy Joe.
License number, licensed sexual therapist number 3. There's only 2 others in the world, and I'm one of them. When you make a Sloppy Joe, you want your meat to be tender, but not in bed. So come on down to Brian Green's Sloppy Joe and Sexual Surrogate Hut. Bring your wife. Bring the kids.
Bring the kids.
Bring your neighbor.
Okay. I would have done your commercial for
that's
you
right.
if you had advertised with me in yeah. Nashville.
meanwhile, this entire time, there's been a picture of an angel. Go to YouTube.com.
It was a fountain.
It's a fountain.
So should we give any context for this?
Sure, go ahead. Why not?
So this was like,
sure, do something new on the show. Know, give context.
People, in local ad sales, people get creative. We were just discussing this earlier with different packages and things and whatever. So they came to me. They said,
speaking of packages, come on. Going down to Brian Green's Sloppy Joe's. It's sexual surrogate hunt. I'll give you a package you really need.
So they came to me and they said, Chris, we want you to like go out and sell advertising to apartment complexes, like really get ingrained in the apartment community.
Speaking of getting ingrained.
Really getting ingrained in the apartment community. So I joined like these apartment groups and stuff.
We've got a few groups you can join down at Sloppy Joe. Brian, Sloppy Joe and Sexual Surrogate. These aren't the kind of groups you're going to bring back to the apartment, though.
So I had to go out and sell these apartment complexes, and then I would put together a show, and this was a 30-minute show, and it would air over night, really. Yeah.
Speaking of the show.
It would air at weird times throughout the day.
Yeah,
and,
it was an infomercial. You basically like paid for time.
It was a 30-minute thing. So anyways, this is it. Now, another funny thing is I met new people while I lived in Nashville, and I remember they were like, your voice sounds so familiar. And finally, one of them said that they woke up one time on the couch and there was TV doing this apartment show. So that's how they figured it out. Anyways.
One time I woke up on the couch too. Come on down to Brian Green's Sloppy Joe and Sexual Surrogate Hut. Here's Chrissy Hoadley. She'll ring you up for your Sloppy Joe and have sex with your husband. All of our chefs double as sexual surrogates. They're pounding meat literally all day.
Oh my God. You've run with this. This is great.
Yeah, that's what Brian does. He beats it into the ground. Speaking of beating it into the ground. Here's Chris. APN, the apartment preview network.
That's right. It's a preview of apartments.
The adult porn network presents Chrissy Hoadley in Your New Apartment. I'm here for the apartment tour. I bet you are.
Hello. Would you like to advertise?
Welcome to Comcast Apartment Preview Network. For the next 30
Hi. First of all, I know this is grainy footage and it's kind of hard to see, but you look like June Cleaver.
I know.
I mean, you got a full jacket on, a button-up shirt, black pants, and your hair is parted.
It's like blowing in the wind.
I know, it's blowing in the wind. You look good. But you're a little deer in the headlight. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Here, let's go back here for a minute. Welcome, I want to replay this. Look at Chrissy. Woo, hey. Let's go back and let's get, I want to hear your entrance here because it's solid.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Comcast Apartment Preview Network. For the next 30 minutes, we'll be taking a look at some of the apartments in the Nashville area. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your tour.
Sit on back, grab a beverage and a sloppy
Sit back,
joe.
Relax, grab a beer and a bottle of Vaseline. Chrissy's about to walk you through some apartments. One of the places we like to do our sexual surrogacy is on apartment tours. Hey, you mind leaving us alone for a few minutes so we can look at the kitchen? Okay, now,
over.
Yeah, now Jack, twist the nipple. It feels good. Now listen to Chrissy walk through these. This is your voice?
Mm-hmm.
This is your voice.
Yeah.
That's insane. So let me ask you this. A few questions here.
Yes. Okay.
Is this like a professional camera setup?
It was two guys.
Speaking of two guys.
It was a camera guy and then another guy that I think was doing like a microphone thing.
Okay. Yeah. Here's our chef and our fry cook. pounding away at one of our clients. Her husband's crying in the corner. Her husband went to the bathroom and we gave her a sexual surrogacy course right there at booth number 3.
I hope you play the sexual surrogacy before this episode.
So I have to now, of course. Yeah, I'm kind of stuck context. Now with this. Yeah, I have to remember that, actually. Okay, so two guys.
Yeah.
Tripod, I imagine?
Yeah.
The tripod.
No, it was a hand. He had the hand.
Oh, he had a handheld.
Yeah.
And he's very steady.
He'd go get footage. Shots.
B-roll.
B-roll of the apartments.
So when
and then I would voice. I do the voiceover.
So you'd go back to the station and you'd voice
over. Right, and I had a script.
Okay,
and
who then gave you the script?
I think the camera guys. I think they made it. They were like, want to be directors type thing.
Oh, so, they were?
Mm-hmm. They wanted to get into video and directing.
I bet they did.
I wonder where
these guys are now.
I don't know. I need to look them up.
Like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas. How many times did you have to do that? Walking back and forth like that.
Walking back and forth of that?
Yeah. Oh. Like that one shot.
Yeah, that
many,
was a
many
lot.
Times. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to do. Yeah. Sometimes I get stuck in this, but just doing one commercial, I'll be here for an hour.
Yeah.
Trying to get it right. Mm-hmm. It's fucking obnoxious. You can never do it right when you have to do it right.
Experience the distinctive lifestyle the Cumberland Apartments has to offer. Located in the heart of Nashville, the Cumberland is reaching new heights in downtown apartment living.
The Cumberland is reaching new heights in the swingers community.
Downtown apartment living.
You'll love it. Your car will get broken into every day. Sleep with your doors locked, windows rolled down. Nothing in your car because they're going to take it anyway. Welcome to Nashville.
For 15 diverse floor plans with one sure to fit all of your living needs. And towering 24 stories high.
This is... Who watches this for a half an hour? Who really looks for an apartment
Somebody
like this?
Somebody was in the market for an apartment.
You know what? But I remember these would be on in Atlanta, too.
Really?
And I also remember watching this. Remember that guy, Clint, that I worked with, that I lived with? The guy who got arrested at the Masters for 30 hits of ecstasy in his sock?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so when he had left the apartment, or when he was jailed... I remember that we had, I didn't have cable in my room.
Right.
And therefore I didn't have a TV. The TV was out in the living room, and then Clint had one in his bedroom. Of course, right?
He did. Yes.
So there was this TV, and I remember I was taking care of, whatever.
The dog.
Chauncey the dog. What do I call him? Chompers the dog or whatever. So I was taking care of Toonses the dog. And I remember late at night, these commercials would come on too. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing the own apartment complex that I was living in on this. And I was like, wow, they make it look really nice. It is not
that nice.
Really nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I can't believe that these apartment complexes would pay for this. Like, who would?
Yeah,
I guess there must have been a
return on investment.
They had
advertising money, but they were, paying for the newspaper, magazine.
The apartments for rent.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or the websites.
Yeah, and remember they had that place you could go to, apartments, whatever?
Yeah.
I think it's apartments.com now.
Yeah. Kimmy and I found our place.
Yeah, I found a place one time. Yeah.
We actually went and talked to
Me too.
A guy. Yeah, like a consultant.
I
should have become an apartment consultant.
So, your life would have been so much better. Remember what? Okay, so when I lived with the Clint guy, I remember that I had to get another apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to one of those apartment places.
Yeah.
And I walked in.
They sit down,
yeah.
Ask questions.
I walked in, and the guy says, listen, our couple agents are busy right
budget?
Now.
What's your budget?
Come back in an hour. What's your budget? Have you ever been arrested for pedophilia? they get you a list of 1,000 apartments, and then you'd have to whittle it down, and then they'd get first month's rent or whatever from the place.
Right.
But I remember that I came back an hour later, and he hooks me up with this girl. And he says, you're going to be with Waleska. Her name was Waleska.
Waleska.
Well, when I was a teenager, I had dated Waleska.
The same girl?
Same girl.
Oh.
Same chick. She was there. I hadn't seen her in years. Didn't even know her phone number. Had no idea. It's like one of those people that just comes in your life for a hot minute and then leaves. Never again had I seen her until then. And it turned out she was living in the same apartment complex that I was living in with Clint.
Oh.
So that night I walked on down to her house. Hey. I grabbed a six pack. She was like, come on by, you know.
Wine and cheese.
You could see, you could feel in this apartment meeting.
Yeah, it'd be great to reconnect.
Man, there's like little sparks flying across the table, you know. And she was like, wow, you
what's
know,
your budget?
Yeah, what's your
budget? $5,000 a month.
$17,000 a week. Can you find something for me?
I'm just giving it some money. I guess I'll just. Alaska.
Well, it doesn't have the crappy wallpaper I'm looking for, so I'll take this one for $700 a month. What's the credit score you gotta have there? 500? Will 485 do?
Can you pull some strings?
Yeah. I have a 785 credit score, but I don't want to use all of it on this apartment. Do you mind if I just use 400 on this apartment?
Let's split it up.
What? That's not how credit score works. Okay. Well, you know better than I do. You're the apartment expert. So I get to her house, knock on the door. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
I even put on cologne.
A lost
I put
love.
Extra patchouli that day. I'm sure.
Extra
of it.
Patchouli.
I was God. I was wearing patchouli, and one time the guy manager at the restaurant that I was working at was like, "Dude, we getting so many complaints about that patchouli. Right. You got to cut that shit out." The whole restaurant.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Fucking
I can't
patchouli.
Stay in patchouli. Oh.
We had garlic steak was one of the things we cook in an open kitchen in this fine dining restaurant.
But your
and
they were,
yeah, my
was
patchouli was
through.
Like, we can't even smell the garlic, dude. It's cutting through. I had this roller. I had this stuff.
The roller.
The roller. It was a bottle of patchouli with a little roller. It was like this
oil.
Big. It was tiny. It was oil. It was pure patchouli oil. Pure 100% uncut patchouli oil. And I'll never forget. I bought this at Loose Lucy's in Charleston, this hippie dippy shop. Not Charleston, excuse me, Hilton Head. And Chrissy. Let me explain something. I had this bottle for like 52 years. It never ran out. It was like a magical bottle of patchouli that I just kept putting on and it would never go. That's how thick it was.
A little dabble,
oh, I'd go here. I'd go on the arm. Yeah, I'd put it on my chest. I'd put it in my underwear sometimes. I'd be like, I'm going to smell so good to everybody. Meanwhile, like people, I was like radiation. I glowed in the dark. People were like, who's that hippie? Who's that guy serving us our $82 steak? Smells like shit.
A little patchouli.
Okay, so I get to the front door.
Yes.
Waleska's front door. Mm-hmm. I knock on the door. And who opens it? Like a seven-year-old child.
Oh.
And I didn't know this because I hadn't known.
Right.
And she's like, oh, this is my child, Jimmy, Bimmy, whatever his name was. So then I was like, oh, okay, roll with the punches, you know. And we sat.
I got my patchouli on.
And we Netflixed and chilled. She rented a movie and we Netflixed and chilled.
Ah.
But we couldn't do anything.
Right.
Because every time we tried to do something, her seven-year-old would run out. And, you know, every 5 seconds, the seven-year-old was, you know, she'd go to bed. We're trying to blah, 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 blah. So after a while, I just got drunk and walked home. I was like, it's good to see you, Waleska. Forget about the apartment. I'm good. I'm going to stay with Chauncey the dog and Clint the felon. I'm going to sleep on the floor there. Pretty comfy. I wish I would have had Chrissy to tell me where to go.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, if only you tuned in.
Well, I didn't even know Nashville existed back then. My world was small.
Our units offer magnificent panoramic views of downtown Nashville from your own private balcony. Our unique community
private
is enhanced.
Balcony.
Our unique community. Listen to Chrissy. She's got that first person voice. Yeah. Our unique community.
Wait, it's coming back to me too. I think that's what it was. The people that came up with the scripts were the apartment people and us. It was a little bit of a collaboration.
Yeah, so you guys kind of wrote it so it sounded good.
And
yeah,
and we just basically took the brochure from each place.
Yeah, I mean,
copied it.
Meanwhile, this B-roll footage is like, it's a like Quentin Tarantino.
I mean, look
level.
At that painting. You too can have this replica.
You,
this
you too can live like it's 1972. Who puts paintings like that in an apartment building?
The Cumberland.
Oh, yeah, the Cumberland.
And numerous desirable amenities and custom features, such as gated access, 6 levels of underground parking, fully equipped business center, executive...
The door swings open.
Fully equipped business center with one computer and a shitty printer that never works. State-of-the-art computer equipment, the Macintosh 1.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at those checkered
this is like
chairs.
A conference center
Oh, my
or
God.
Something.
Conference
yeah.
center. By the way, who's the... We got an important business meeting. Meet me at my apartment complex center.
This is what it all comes down to. Everything's on the line this meeting.
I will never forget that.
Meet me at the Cumberland.
Meet me at the Cumberland. In the conference center. Next to the business office.
I've got it reserved.
I've got it reserved. Only the finest will do. Serious negotiations. This is where Putin and that guy Vladimir Zelensky are meeting. Yes. Zelensky, whatever his name is. I'll never forget when I first started working in real estate. I had a guy who told me he was going to build like a, you know, 50,000 billion, you know, square foot, whatever. And I didn't know shit from Shinola. And I was just starting off in the financing business. Uh-huh. And I got really excited about this guy. I did not yet know that 92.9% of all people in real estate are full of shit.
Right.
And have no clue what they're doing. But I was learning, but I
hadn't
yet learned.
You telling me about this whole complex.
I don't know. But so the guy sends me the address for the meeting. And he's like, you know, conference room A. I literally end up in South Atlanta at an apartment complex at the leasing office. And I keep texting the guy. I'm like, hey, dude, I think I got the wrong address. Like, I'm in some apartment. He's like, no, I'm waiting on you. And I'm like, where? He's like, conference room A. And I'm like, there's not even an office building here. He's like, well, it's a leasing office because our office is being worked on.
Right,
and I'm like,
renovated.
Yeah, sure. I walked in and I was like, man. I tried to take it seriously, but it's just hard.
Yeah.
Conference room. Fitness facility. Club
that
room.
Fitness facility had exactly one piece of equipment and a broken TV. Frankie B would like it.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. This, when was this? 1990s?
No, this was 2005.
2005.
Yeah.
And it looks this shitty, huh? Yes. This is like a senior citizen's home. Do, like, young people live there? I don't know.
Things have changed.
There's a VCR next to that TV in the,
well,
in
you,
the
you,
executive lounge.
Yeah.
And
technology's changed quick.
Yeah, that's true. And which person in that apartment complex is using that executive lounge?
Well, executives.
Yeah.
Washer and dryer connections and furnished units are available.
Oh.
Ooh.
I remember one time I went apartment shopping and this music is awful. I had went apartment shopping and the lady was telling me they had furnished apartments.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really exciting because I own no furniture. And she was like, it's only an extra $600 a month for them. And I was like, $600 a month? You got to rent it? I thought you just like, you know, I paid once. Like, I paid once? No?
Now it's yours.
It doesn't work like that? Okay.
Your apartment preview
brand
network.
Brand new apartment. You're gonna live here.
Somebody died here last week.
There's been two murders.
Ourselves and providing you with superior service, offering wide variety of convenient services that can't be.
That was the rec room down there.
Yeah, it's the third time they've showed the rec room in that shot. Meanwhile, they're like, we provide a myriad of convenient services. Some lady's handing a guy at the front desk an envelope. I can imagine how this really, and he's like, you know, with a smile on his face, he's like, sure, I'll drive it to the post office myself. Meanwhile, how this really goes, don't give that shit to me.
Yeah.
Don't give that shit to me. I don't want to be responsible for your shit.
Right.
Concierge assistance, valet dry cleaning, valet car wash and detail, valet shoe shine,
only available.
Grocery delivery. Home video.
Now, grocery delivery
that
in 2005 would have been a big fucking deal.
That was ahead of its time.
That's right.
And then home video rentals.
Home video rentals right there.
Seal the deal.
Yeah, how do you
and
do
an art gallery.
An art gallery. Who doesn't want an art gallery where they're in their apartment complex? Hey, honey, what do you say we take it? We say we have a you and me night at the art gallery.
Downstairs
next to the leasing office. It's between the conference room and the gym. It's between the conference room and the exercise bike and broken television.
Replicas of famous paintings.
They're doing a series on Rembrandt lookalikes. They've got a Jackson Pollock. They got a Jackson...
Pollock
guy down there, but it's Jaskin Polaksky. It's the air conditioning repair man.
You and me take a me night stroll on down to our
I've got an idea. Let's get some groceries delivered. Let's get ourselves a VHS tape. We'll cook some dinner. We'll run downstairs. We'll go in the executive lounge.
Right.
We'll take advantage of the free coffee. We'll watch the nightly news. And we'll take a jog on the, or we'll take a little spin on the cycle. And but there's only one, so we'll have to take turns. You can watch the broken TV while I do that. And then we'll go to the art gallery. Uh-huh. Honey, we won't even have to leave. This is just exactly what I dreamed of.
It's an all-inclusive place. You don't even have to leave the resort.
Why would you? If I could get weed delivered, I'd stay here for the rest of my life. This is basically a senior citizen's home for 30-year-olds. It takes care of
all your needs.
Yeah. And 360 panoramic views of downtown Nashville.
Right.
Oh, my God. Chrissy, this is too good. You are too good. And we haven't even begun to get into it, but begun to scratch the surface because come on
That's
down to Brian Green, Sloppy Joe, and Sexual Surrogacy Hut. Oh, that's
speaking
gonna...
of art galleries,
snorkel cock and Brian Green, Sloppy Joe, and Sexual Surrogacy Hut, Sergey, Sergey.
You keep saying Sergey.
Sergey. I think it's a Ukrainian name, Sergey.
I think so too.
Oh my God! I will get back to this. Don't worry. There's another episode coming up.
I need to dig up the car commercials that I was in.
Please do.
Yeah.
Anything that you're in, I am desperately trying to get a hold of the 33 Willie, 33P. Rec room video footage.
Yeah.
And I think I got a line on it. I'm just kind of waiting for it. It's got to be restored and digitized. So I'm just waiting on it. I promise. I said I'll pay. Okay, here's what you do. I want you to go to tcbpodcast.com. I want you to watch all the video. I want you to listen to all the audio right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. You can also connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak. If you want to watch the videos, we have content you cannot find anywhere else there. We do clips of of every episode every day of the week. And now we are putting full episodes on YouTube. If we haven't done it now, we're doing it soon. So full episodes of The Commercial Break back on YouTube from beginning
popular
to end.
Popular demand.
Popular demand. One person texted me and I said, sure, why not?
Was it Rachel?
No, it wasn't Rachel.
Okay,
but
well,
I know
Rachel
likes to watch it on video, and she's upset that we only do clips now.
Yeah.
But some people, I say some people, I literally say two people requested. But that's okay.
Yeah,
we're here to serve, and I think it makes sense.
It does.
We're going to do it a couple days after the episode airs. So if we air episode number 162 on Wednesday, we'll do 162. We'll release it on video on Friday. Okay, you got it? Makes sense? Okay, call us. Text us, leave us a message. If you want to be a part of our summer games, TCB summer games are coming up. Dating games, game shows, TCB trivia, 661-237.
Treasure hunts.
Treasure hunts. Oh, that's right. 661-237-8296. 661. The word best, the number two. Y-O-Yo. We want to hear from you. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do from today. I love you.
I love you. And the Apartment Preview Network loves you too.
Oh, the what is it?
The Apartment Preview Network.
That's right. The Apartment Porn Preview Network. Best to you.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say we do say we must say
bye.